It's budgeted to cost £50 billion and will take a decade to build. It will cut through Staffordshire's countryside, with some parts running a few miles away from Stafford town centre, through villages such as Little Haywood and Tixall. It is, of course, the controversial HS2 rail project, connecting London to Birmingham and then on to the northern cities. It's all in the name of speed, reducing train journey times. But what do the six parliamentary candidates standing for election in Stafford feel about HS2?
The candidate arriving shortly on the blue platform is the Conservatives' Jeremy Lefroy.
I'd like to see the HS2 project stopped. I voted against it in the last parliament. I don't see the business case for it. I don't see the rationale. I do see the need to increase capacity, but I believe that this can be done in other ways that are less costly and less disruptive to communities all the way along the line, not just in Staffordshire.
The next candidate departing from the red platform is Labour's Kate Godfrey.
I'd like to see the HS2 project stopped at Birmingham, and I've worked as part of the Stop the HS2 project for more than 3.5 years now. I don't think it is helpful for Staffordshire. I think we are being in danger of being left behind again, and I worry about the impact on the local environment and on the lives of people who live here.
Arriving shortly on the yellow platform is the Liberal Democrats' Keith Miller.
I'm very much a believer that this will be good both for Stafford and for the country generally. It needs to be part of an integrated transport system. It would actually help bring future prosperity to the town, and I'm sure a lot of larger industries would very much tempted to relocate to the Stafford area, which would help in the future prosperity of the town.
Waiting on the purple platform is the UKIP candidate, Edward Whitfield.
It will plough through millions of acres of prime farming land. It will disturb all sorts of animals. It will ruin thousands of people's lives. And do we really want a train capable of driving up the middle of England of speeds up to 350 kilometres per hour? I think it is an appalling project and should be stopped immediately.
The next candidate expected on the Green platform is Mike Schoen. Mike Schoen on the Green platform.
Hit on the head. But to be brief, it's vandalism to no purpose. Is it a vanity project? And whose vanity project? For what? We're not against high-speed rail in the Green Party, but we're against this particular project. It's ill thought out to no real purpose.
The candidate for Stafford on the Stripey platform is the National Health Action Party's Karen Howell.
I would like to see the HS2 project stopped. I'm anti-austerity, and I think that that money should be used instead to help with supporting the deficit as well as supporting vital services, public services for healthcare, social care and education.